Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Ukraine now and Joseph Lindsley. And Joe, hello to you. I was thinking about all of the stories lately, the atrocities, the burial sites, the unmarked graves, all the horrors we were talking about a little bit yesterday, war crimes. I was thinking about because I was watching the new Ken Burns documentary about the Holocaust, and basically the big theme of his new film is that we didn't do enough in the United States to stop that when it was going on. And I imagine that's something you think about, too, there in Ukraine.
Yeah, Bob, it's probably it's a good analogy. I mean, obviously, there's no analogy is perfect, but now we can see in real time, you know, we can see the evidence because you can take pictures and share them instantly, things that could not be done in the 1940s. And so you would think that based on our history of how evil tyrants have operated, you know, we know what evil can do. So we should not be naive. We could say, okay, maybe this could happen again. Putin's rhetoric sounds not so different, say, from Hitler's. And then we have actual evidence of it. And so I think, yeah, that is it's a frustration why there's not more done to stop it, and maybe sometimes it's a fear. I think most world leaders are probably afraid of Putin right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just can't become numb to this. It seems that there are some cracks in Putin's plans, though. Every day we're reading about something like today. I'm hearing about this Russian pop star and his war criticism, which is stirring quite a debate, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a Russian singer. She was famous in Soviet times. And so she's really a kind of a untouchable, you know, like a Russian national treasure. And she criticized Putin, but mainly in the sense, and this is notable, mainly she was saying, you know, our boys are tired. You got to bring them home. You know, so there's no, what we're doing is awful. There's no statement of that. It's important to note. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a fissure. Maybe it is the beginning. A few weeks ago, we talked about the Russian government officials who were criticizing Putin, but really they're only they're less of a rank than Chicago aldermen. These are from like a neighborhood in St. Petersburg. So very brave people, but still, you know, they can easily be shut down. And I think at least one of them has been kicked off of the council. So you would need a lot more of these voices too. You know, and I was thinking, I mean, I took the weekend, I went back to the mountains to think about this, and everyone is extremely tired now. This weighs on lots of people. And when you get to the point where every one of your dreams is about the war, you know, it's woven into the war, the shelling and seeing the images that we've seen, for example, from these mass graves in Kyiv. That I have that, and almost everyone here has the same experience. And so we need some time to rest in mind. But I was thinking that there was a movie by the director Terrence Malick called A Hidden Life. I don't know if you saw it. It came out maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And it's a true story of a guy who was a farmer in Austria. And everyone in his village, they didn't like what was happening with the rise of Hitler. But it became uncomfortable increasingly to resist. And he resisted. And then his neighbors began to hate him. They're like, you know, can't you just go along? You're going to make all of us a target. And so this movie is a story of how he took a very brave stand, and in the end he was executed, and bravery does require that type of stance. But it might be a good movie to see nowadays as we all think about, you know, how can we stand up to tyrants and how can we prevent it from getting to that situation like that.
What's the name of that movie again, Joe?
It's called A Hidden Life by the director, American director Terrence Malick.
I'll have to check that out. So you're dreaming about the war. You're having that kind of interrupted sleep these days.
Yeah, I don't necessarily wake up from it, but yeah, when I wake up, my dreams were because I think part of it doesn't wake me up because the sounds are normal now. You know, I feel that my building is shaking in the dream, or I see some awful images, it's become normal. But it is, yeah, it's woven into the dreams. And from everyone I talk to, that's it's a common reality here. And that's funny. Yesterday I was talking about how people are starting to get a little bit sick and just getting tired. The adrenaline kind of wears off. And so I talked about that yesterday. And now today I'm under the weather. But I think part of it is because I took a break, and I'll be fine. But I took a break and stepped away from it. And you don't realize kind of the roller coaster that everyone has been through here. Mm-hmm. For 7 months now.
I can only imagine, and you sort of help us imagine what it's like there. Well, I hope you feel better, and I hope you have a good night's sleep. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Yeah. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.